Anyone interested in being a warrior, say amen.
Amen.
Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Let the nations be roused. Let them advance into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will set to judge all the nations on every side. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Come trample, amen.
Amen.
Come trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. Come trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Come trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Come trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Multitude. Come trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Multitude. Come trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Multitude. This last day anointing is a powerful, powerful anointing of the Holy Ghost that's available to believers for the very first time in history. There are dispensations, and that word has controversy with it, but there are dispensations. Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't for that day, it was for today. Amen.
Yes.
It was for today. Amen.
Yes.
That outpouring of the Holy Ghost was the initial evidence. Okay, it was for today. Amen.
Yes.
That outpouring of the Holy Ghost was the initial evidence of the ascension of the Son of God, who was now standing on the right hand of proof that God sent the Holy Spirit to earth to dwell among and in men. That God sent the Holy Spirit to earth to dwell among and in men. And that God sent the Holy Spirit to earth to dwell among and in men. And we're a Pentecostal church. And we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You don't have one without the other. Don't let anyone tell you that you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, without tongues. It is impossible. It is one in part filled with His Spirit, but there's a baptism that John talked about, amen? He said, I'm going to baptize you with water, but there's one filled with His Spirit, but there's a baptism that John talked about, amen? He said, I'm going to baptize you with water, but there's one filled with His Spirit, but there's a baptism that John talked about, amen? He said, I'm going to baptize you with water. But there's one Spirit, but there's a baptism that John talked about, amen? He said, I'm going to baptize you with water. But there's one coming after Spirit, but there's a baptism that John talked about, amen? He said, I'm going to baptize you with water. But there's one coming after Spirit, but there's a baptism that John talked about, amen? He said, I'm going to baptize you with water. But there's one coming after about getting out of control with, amen? Amen? That baptism with fire the Holy Spirit's talking about is the unction and the ability to work in the supernatural that God lives and walks in. How many wants to work in the supernatural of God? Now, that's not going to make you a weirdo, and it's not going to make you some kind of something that gets out of place in church or does something that you say is not my personality. When God does something, He does it correctly, amen? But it's going to do this. It's going to open an avenue to a boldness in your life that you've never, ever experienced. Not the kind of obnoxious boldness that someone comes with a spiritual arrogance in some place, but a humble, broken boldness that when you walk into a room, there's going to be a power on you that was a redemptive power that gave you strength to walk in to the gates of hell and take the key that's been given to you and open the door to hell and let captives free. And we need to be a a captive freer. Amen. So in this series that we're going to talk about and preach about, we're going to talk about the steps to the last day's anointing on the life of the believer. And this very first message, unless God changes it, is entitled The Bloodline. I get excited because I know what it's about. And I always tell you that. You wonder, why does he always start crying when he names something? Because I've been studying the bloodline. And I'm going to tell you, not only is the bloodline a protective custody around me, but we've lived in the fear of stepping outside of the circle too long. I want to tell you what the bloodline is. I'm going to preach to you about, Lord willing, this weekend. The bloodline is a line that comes of royal authority from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and it is a transfusion that enters you that causes you not to have to stand in some little circle or sphere of protective custody of the Holy Ghost, but it gives you the ability to march into the very face of hell and claim back what Satan has taken from you. That's the bloodline. You see, that's the authoritative power of the Holy Ghost. There's an authoritative power of the Holy Ghost. And that authoritative power is in meekness, it's in humility, it's an absolute reverence to the Almighty God. But let me explain something to you. It takes no prisoners when it comes to Satan and his foolishness. We don't play with hell, we don't play with sin, we don't play with the devil and his little friends. We come against them like warriors that are going to battle to destroy them in the lives of people and give freedom to people that need freedom. Our world is in such bondage today. We're in such a psychological turmoil that we are messed up in society today. Listen, I want to tell you something. Oprah and Dr. Phil are not your redemption and your wisdom. Let me explain that to you right now. Oprah and Dr. Phil aren't going to answer your problems and take care of your needs. There's one who's going to take care of your problems, your need, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's still the same God that he was when he ascended to be with the Father. He's just standing on the right hand, and the only difference between him then and him now is this, that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and just every once in a while, he'll see a group of people like this that says, I'm going to end up without any inhibition at all. I'm not going to think about anything other than my love for Jesus Christ. And I'm going to stand on my feet and I'm going to lift my hands and I'm going to start saying glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the presence of the Almighty God. I love you. I praise you. And when that happens, he stands at attention and he says, those are mine. Would you like for him to stand now? Stand to your feet with me right now. Lift your hands right now. Let's just have him stand. Begin to praise him right now. Tell him glory to the name. Glory to the name. Hallelujah to the name. Jesus, we praise you right now. We praise you and we worship you. Lord, we give you a praise of praise, a praise of glory and honor. And glory to your name right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can assure you that your praise right now has caused a reaction in the very throne room of God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just throw off the chains that are trying to hold on to you. Break them loose right now and throw them to the side. Lift your voice and praise him. And don't be backward about it. Glory to his name and give him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll break the walls of hell and open the freedom gates of the blood of Jesus Christ through praise and worship. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name. We praise your name. Glory to the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. My friends, I have learned that praise is the key to the chain breaking of all of hell's captivity. Amen. You can't stop the power of praise. Praise will break every chain. It'll release the freedom of God in your life, and you'll have the joy of your salvation. You know what the joy of your salvation is? The strength of your life. The joy of the Lord is your what? It's your strength. It's your power. Now, while you're still standing, let me just ask this question. If you're here tonight and you say, Pastor, I'm going to do this. We're going to have a Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, like we've never experienced in this church. Say amen.
Amen.
In anticipation. Now, God set the framework for us this morning, Dr. Lundy's message tonight, just this little introduction. But this coming Sunday morning, we're going to do this. We're going to make a commitment that we're going to pray, and we're going to pray for God to bring a last day's anointing in this service. Now, he's going to do that, and that we're going to be anointed by that last day's anointing that's going to kick off the very first message of this series, but we're going to do it with preparation and in steps. And the steps are this, that every day this week, this church is going to be praying for Sunday morning. How many say amen? And Sunday evening, that this very first start of this series is going to do something that's never happened here before. I'm not going to orchestrate it. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm going to come filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to preach the Word of God. And then we're going to watch God set free, amen? We're going to watch God anoint, amen? We're going to watch God heal and give new life and new callings and new direction and new power. How many want a little more boldness in your life? Say amen. Then just praise him for boldness right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This week as we prepare, you're going to give us more boldness mixed with wisdom, God. And we're going to be used in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, we praise you. Lord, we're preparing our hearts right now. We're preparing our hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, we're preparing our hearts. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. My friends, I wouldn't miss this coming Sunday morning. If they have to bring you in a chair and set you in the back, if you're sick, we'll pray for you and the Lord will heal you. If you're going to be out of town, cancel it. Come to church. If you know somebody that needs to have a last day's anointing and needs a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost, call them. Bring them to church. This Sunday, we're going to do this in order the way God wants us to, but we're going to prepare because the Bible says this, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, what? It's going to be filled. So we're going to hunger and thirst this week. I'm going to start a fast tomorrow morning. I'm going to fast this entire week. Is anybody in here will join me in a fast this week? Hold your hand up right now. I'm going to fast this week that in any way you choose to fast, that there will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost this Sunday morning. When you walk in the room, we're going to feel that presence. We've had that for the last few months here, but God's going to intensify that this weekend. Amen? Amen. So here's what I'm asking you. As we dismiss tonight, Pastor Gail, come to the piano and just play a little bit. I'm going to ask you to make this commitment by walking up here. This will be your last time. You can leave after this is over. But I don't get tired of this. I want everyone here in this building to come right up here in the front with me right now.